When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now you can see yourself.
Where?
Hi.
Who is that?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
She looks at herself like
that. All four cameras.
Yeah, like the side of her head.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Jessica and Brian's podcast. And today I'll be your host, Kate Krauser.
Yay, Kate. So, if you haven't guessed, Kate Krauser, my daughter. She's 14 and a half years old now.
Almost 15.
Be driving soon.
I know. We had her twin brother on, Ben, when he was 12.
Say hello to the better twin.
Oh, Caitlin. Sorry. Nice. Sorry. Well, he was going to come on just to do like an age update, but we kind of, he just said no. He said no, not today. But anyways, I wanted to bring her on, and Gabe, if you watch this, we'd like to have you on too. But I think it's really interesting to get a kid's perspective of what life is like for you living with me. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. And what it's like.
And your glitches.
And my glitches.
And your glitches.
Yeah.
I name that.
Do you know what a glitch is?
Well, I do. I
no, but do you know what? Do you know what the technical term is?
Oh.
Yeah, right in front of us. I don't believe so.
No. Okay. So, glitching is AKA dyskinesia. So dyskinesia is involuntary, uncontrolled movements. Doctors observe for erratic movements often occurring as a side effect of Parkinson's medication. So what did you said it one day. What did you say? Well, I was doing something in the kitchen.
And I said, oh, you just had a glitch.
And I was like, what? And she's like, you glitch all the time.
You glitch. She's like, I like writing a piece of paper. And then her foot moves like that.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
No.
I'm sure you have.
Like, she'll say...
In a nice way.
Well, I asked her, I was like, do you notice my symptoms or, you know, even the side effects of the medication? And yesterday you were telling me a lot.
Yeah.
So what do you notice?
It's just your sleeping habits.
Or like what?
Like... you're not as like there almost. You're kind of just sidetracked more. Or you like to take naps. You're like, oh, I'm going to take a nap. And I'm like, you didn't get your sleep, did you? Mm-hmm. And you're like, no. So,
yeah.
You know,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Movement wise, what do you see?
Well, when you walk too, you just like, it's just a little bit of a different walk. You have swag, so nothing to be ashamed of. But
what about your friends? Have they, like, people that may not know that she has Parkinson's? People as you've met,
I feel like I've had friends that have asked me, like, you know, like they've definitely probably noticed something, but I kind of just explain it the best to my ability.
How do you explain it?
You know, I kind of just say, well, it's just like you shake more, you twitch sometimes, and it doesn't go away.
Simple enough.
So twitch, is that in here too?
Twitching, that would be tremor, PD tremor.
Yeah.
Shaking or trembling that occurs at rest.
Do you know that? The most time it happens at rest, so meaning that as long as you're using your arm or you're writing, you don't usually have the tremor.
Yeah.
But if I just go set my arm down,
that's when it starts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like right when she's relaxing, getting ready to go to bed.
Do you remember when it was probably early on? It was snowing outside, so it was the winter, and you looked at me and you go, does everybody hold the steering wheel that tight? You remember that? So it was wintertime, so I was like probably kind of nervous already, just not nervous, but just you're driving. Yeah. And I was, but it's when I had the death grip, yeah. And I still do every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You hold it a lot. And I was like, I looked over and I was like, Mom, you don't have your foot on the pedal. And she was like, oh, yeah, I put it on cruise control. And then, because I just see her foot and it's just moving in a motion like this.
I'm safe, like, I promise.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. You just can't drive.
I just like, buckle that seatbelt.
No, seriously, I know a lot of people who, you know, who do that too. It's like, I put on cruise control, but my feet still stay there. Yeah. Just like any normal cruise control.
I do the same thing. I use cruise control, I use lane assist, I use all your things.
Yeah. But I still like have a death grip on it. But Kate was actually the one that before I was diagnosed she was like my little caretaker.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you had to do for me?
Oh my God. Yeah. Basically every day I'd come home from school and she's like, Kate, can you rub my leg please? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I'd rub it and my dad never did as, you know, no one,
not as much.
Yeah. So I always did it like massaged her leg, and it was only one. Mm-hmm. I never understood why. She just like said it. I didn't know either. Yeah, we didn't know.
That's when I had the and rigidity, I was like, was in my right leg, but I was training for that half marathon with Aunt Tricia, and so I just assumed it was related to that. But I had like a knot in my calf.
Yeah.
So she would try and like help rub it out.
Like I'd rub it out.
Yeah. Thankfully.
Yeah, good thing she was here because Derek was not reliable for that.
No, he would come around and do it every once in a while, but she would.
I just stayed around.
Yeah, you know? I was like, loyal. No questions asked.
So let me ask you this: when you found out she was diagnosed,
you were nine.
You're not. So she's been around for like 5 years now. Was there a fear that you had back then?
Yeah. What?
Did you have a fear of?
I didn't know if you would like when I was younger and you sat me down at the kitchen table. I didn't. No, I just mainly remember asking myself, is she going to die?
Well, you guys asked me that out. You said it out loud.
Yeah, I know. I know. So yeah. I was like, that's what I was most scared for. And she said no, but I still had a feeling like I just like she almost couldn't tell me everything because I was too young that it was hard to like wrap my head around.
Well, I just wanted, we're all going to die at some point.
I think that's what I meant.
So the answer is yes. She eventually she is going to.
Because I remember her saying, I was like, well, are you going to die? And she goes, yes, one day.
Yeah.
Sometime we are.
And I was like.
And I know. And I said that. And I was telling my mom, I think about it. And she's like, Jesse. She's like, you don't say that. I'm like, but mom.
It's true.
Everybody is going to die on this earth. Like, it's just how you go is going to be different. Right. So you
had the initial fear, and what about today? Is there any questions you have for her or us that you could, or a fear that maybe that's out there?
When I explain it to people, like, you know, it's hard because people are like, oh, like, why does your mom have a walker? Why has she been on the news? Or
I have a walker?
A walk.
Oh, the 5K for JK. I was like,
I didn't know you had your walker.
I don't have a walker.
No,
but why do we do a walk? Why do we do the fundraiser?
And it's hard to, and why have we gone to New York? And it's hard to explain because honestly, I don't always get it either. Like, I understand, like, you have Parkinson's, but I
can't just be a normal person with Parkinson's. Why do you have to be extraordinary?
Because she's Jessica Krauser.
Good answer.
Yeah, there you go.
But do you see it though now that I'm trying to advocate to help others?
Oh, yes. Yes. And yeah. And I've like thought when I was younger, the 5K for JK was just about you, but because it like literally has your initials in it. But then as I got older, I realized, well, she's how much like at home, how much she does for like kits or like we were on vacation in Florida and we were making kits. Like she does a lot for people. So then I got to realize, oh, okay, like this isn't just about her.
Yeah, I think on the first walk, I don't remember if it was you or Ben or both, but they were like, so how much money did we make? And that first year we were at 97,000, I think. And Ben's like, so what are we going to do with it? And I was like, you know, we're donating it. He's like, what?
Ben.
I was like, this isn't for us. And he's like, I thought you were raising money for yourself. I'm like, no. But again, they were young, so they didn't understand.
He's going to go to cash.
Yeah. He was like, he thought I thought we were getting the money.
He wants to unlock that little safe.
Yeah. It's like not happening. But yeah, like what have you learned over the years about that, or just about like life in general compared to, like, you know, you see your friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And, you know, how they are with their families or their parents and, mm-hmm. you know, how they, I don't know, just how things happen, like, are, like, live their lives. Like, do you feel like ours is any different?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, kind of. Because most of my friends, their parents have not, like, I don't want to say normal is, like, stereotyping. Yeah. But, like, they have, like, not this kind of job.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like... They're like, why is your mom on podcast or something? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But nothing that different.
Does it annoy you or bother you that I try not to talk about it a lot at home, but uh-huh. I then talk about it here and then we go to the gym and stuff like that. Is that annoying?
Not really, but sometimes when we're out shopping or something, you're always looking for, like, to help people, which is not a bad thing, but like for the 5K. Oh yeah. I notice it.
Like what?
I don't know. I feel like we'll go to Hobby Lobby and you're like, ooh, Kate, this would be good for the walk.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to be present in the moment.
But it's not annoying. It's helpful.
Yeah.
It's just different than, you know.
Normal shopping trip.
Yeah, like my other friends, like their parents' jobs are.
They're not worried about no walk.
Shut up. But I still do marketing.
Oh, yeah. Before, you were, a long time ago, when like before I was 9 and she didn't know, she would be very, like, she's a lot more down to earth now, but then it was
pretty high strung.
I would walk into school and I just see her, like, typing those little fingers away in the office.
Oh, no, you know when that was? That was when I was on Ropinirole. It was during COVID, right?
Oh, that's right. When she was on her medicine.
That made me.
Yeah, it literally, like, literally, I'd come downstairs because I always come down from my room on a school night. I mean, who doesn't? Let's be honest. So I'd open my door and I'd go downstairs and mom would be like, what are you still doing up? And I was like, what are you still doing up? And I feel like one time when I was younger, I feel like it was like so late and I heard like a pan something. So you were doing something downstairs. You were up and it was late. So the medicine kept her awake. And with her marketing job, you were high in the position,
mm-hmm.
which we were all proud of, but it was to a point where, you know, I didn't see you and dad as much as I do now.
Yeah. So everything.
And she was under a lot of stress.
Yeah. But it was such so many things combined. Like, it was COVID.
Kids.
Well, because do you see that look she gave you?
You shot me some daggers.
I don't hold her back. You know, when she was sick, I made her tea. I gave her cough drops, put in a cute little bowl.
Yeah. I had COVID a couple, a month ago, 2 months ago? Last month, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she took care of me.
All by myself.
No mm-hmm. Benjamin?
No. No.
He's a sweet, sweet guy, mm-hmm. but he's not, he doesn't.
He's looking for that Xbox that's hidden right now.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. So, how would you describe how I was physically and or, like, I guess mentally if I was too stressed out back then from 5 years ago to where I am now?
Well, I think it's a lot better if, like, you said, some people push it away, but you guys didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that you know that you have it. You mm-hmm. seem a lot different now. A lot just, like, not nicer, but. A little bit more calmed down.
Uh-huh.
And
no, that's totally fine.
Yeah, and just not as much stressed as you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we always wondered why I had to rub your leg. Now we know.
Yeah.
Because
and now you don't have to anymore.
Nope. So if you go to the doctors, get that checked out. You can get your medicine you need, but don't go on too much or you won't sleep.
There's a lot of things that can have side effects on, and to exercise.
Yes, exercise, oh, exercise.
She came
exercise.
To class.
Yeah, I came to class.
She went Wednesday. To Melissa's class.
I noticed she hasn't been back to yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get back in my Pilates.
You mean?
Or Pilates, sorry.
But tell them about your experience with going with me last Wednesday to gym class.
Oh, with like.
No, just how hard it was.
Oh my God, I am trying out for the basketball team for high school, and we're doing training right now. And we lift on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then afterwards we have a practice. I mean, it's hard. Like, we have something on a board and we have to follow it. And it's, like I said, it's not easy. But that class that I went to on Wednesday, oh my God, it was so much harder than any liftings I'd ever been to. And I'm lifting with seniors in high school.
And this time she was lifting with actual seniors.
Seniors in age.
I was the youngest one. I think Debbie was in front of her. Cher was directly in front of her.
And there was a part where in time where I was just like.
She wanted to
just
not
lay down
or like she wouldn't do like a push-up or she wanted to go down to her knees. I go, do you see these people in front of you? Like only half of them are on their knees. The other half, they'll at least like hold the plank if they can't do the push-up. And I was like, you're 14. They are 70s plus.
Right.
So I think it's just a good testament to what the program that Melissa has put together at PD Next Steps and how we can and we should be pushing ourselves and everybody should be exercising.
Uh-huh. Oh my, yeah, you have to exercise.
Like that's just for any person of any age because that's the only way that you keep everything
moving. Yeah. You can see like when you're out and about, you can tell the older people that do exercise and the people that don't because there's the movement in their body is so much stiffer and just different.
And slower.
Right, and slower rather than, you know, at least a little bit better. Mm-hmm.
So any questions for Brian?
Nope.
I don't know. You're a chill guy.
Sorry. Do you remember when? Because I think you did this to her. Remember he had DBS surgery?
Yes.
And he came over.
Yes.
And told us that if we had the dog collar, electrical fence on. Do you remember that?
I think so.
Okay. Can you tell that story again? Because it is just so funny.
So right after I had DBS, I only had the one side that I can't even remember.
Yeah.
It wasn't even turned on yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a new puppy, and you put the electric fence in. And jokingly, I said, you could have told me about the electric fence, Jess. You just shocked the shit out of me.
We were both like, oh my God. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, no. I was so mad. But yeah,
that's funny.
That was funny. Yeah. It was good times.
Yep.
Do you like being, not that she's like the main one, but I mean like her initials are like right
Do you
there.
Like being my sidekick?
Like, do you I'm like her being the wingman?
Yeah, because you know what? She has to do a lot more research.
Yeah,
because
he doesn't do anything.
I heard you didn't even look at the emails before
Yes, about 5 minutes before I looked at the email.
Brian Baker.
See?
But no, your mom does a ton of research and brings a lot of knowledge to the table. I just sit here and shake my head yes.
Yeah, but you bring a lot of, you have,
humor. You make people want to watch the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I watch it with my grandparents or anyone, they're like, oh, there's Brian again.
Like everybody just like, when you're not on, we always get comments of like, oh, where's Brian? I want Brian back because you just make it fun.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
When I talk, right?
Yeah, when you talk. Yeah, you're doing really well today. Have you practiced?
No, but you yelled at me, so now I'm bringing it to my, you brought it to my attention, so now I'm making more of an effort.
Good.
Did she snap that finger at you?
I did.
You don't want that finger.
She's trying to get me to go on medication. I was like, I don't need medication.
Yes, you Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for watching the 5K for JK podcast.
No, and I hope you. Secret Life of Parkinson's.
Secret Life of Parkinson's. Brought to you by the 5K for JK. And I hope you enjoyed me as your host, Caitlin Krauser. Come watch again.
With that,
we're out.
We're out.
Peace out.
Thanks. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.